Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio, everyone. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we are also joined by our host, Lolita. Now, I'm looking for Lolita here in the queue. Oh, there she is. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Okay, sorry about that. I had a little glitch in my phone. Doing good.
I'm okay. Doing well. It looks like we have a switchboard that is lit up today. And just as a reminder, we're going to try and get to everyone as quickly as we possibly can. And we're going to try and take every call that we can. Now, we have a couple specials on our website at howpsychic.com. If you want to check them out tonight until midnight, we have the half an hour going for $7, and then we also have the hour that is currently set to $15.95. So you can get either a half an hour or a hour there, very inexpensive rates. So book your appointments before midnight tonight by making your payments and then booking the time using the Book Now button on the website at howpsychic.com. All right, once more, we're going to get to everyone, but as we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, Lolita, let's take it away.
Eric, so 720-339, go ahead and please state your name, where you're calling from, go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jane calling from Denver, Colorado, and I'd just like to see what you see coming up for me financially and career this coming year.
Okay, let's see here. I'm actually seeing that there is going to be an advancement in career for you around April, okay? I do feel that there will be some more financial stability within the new year. I'm just sensing that you're going to kind of make it by still until then, but nothing real special is happening until then, okay?
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Eric, so 561-212. Go ahead and please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. I want to see what you see coming up for me in the next few months.
What's your specific question?
About work.
Are you working now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're trying to see if you're going to get a new job, or do you have a specific question with that?
Your question into a specific way, please. What would you like to know exactly?
If you see work coming up for me.
Okay. You know what? By the grace of God, I feel that you will have a good temporary job before Christmas, okay? I don't feel it's just temporary because of the holidays. I see it lasting a little bit beyond that, okay? But the job you get directly after that seems to be more of a permanent and more of a beneficial job for you financially, okay? The one that you get after that, not getting the timelines on all these, I'm just seeing the one coming through before Christmas, but they both seem to be very good to me, okay? One of the things is that I'm getting the term family dependency, and I'm seeing that crossed out, okay, that's no longer going to be necessary, like there's no need for the family, okay?
What do you mean, to help me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great day.
All right. We have a Skype call. I usually don't take Skype calls, but I'll go ahead and take this one here. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go ahead and your question.
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I'm also calling about what you see with career and finances if I'm going to get a new job.
Okay. I do see new job for you. However, I would say your general time span is going to be the first month of the year. Okay? Don't get specific dates within that month. Job appears to be positive, not necessarily the full amount of financial resource you would like, but definitely sufficient. Okay? I keep getting a vision of weeping willows. That is a tree that always looks sad because its branches always have the leaves just coming down rather than going up. Okay? The weeping willow for me, when focused on your situation here, really symbolizes that you have struggled in multiple areas and that the financial is, you know, one of the most important, but definitely not the only area. Right now, your heart is still weeping, even though your soul is ready for what is to come. Your heart needs to heal. Okay? So I feel that healing is what's coming within this new year, the finalization to that healing. So thank you for calling in, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 248562, please state your name, where you're calling from, go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Natasha, and I just wanted to see what you saw for me in the area of love and relationship.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to, hon? He seems, Okay, I don't see him going red light, green light, but I see the green light and the yellow light. So it's like really slow, and then it's like really like there and going fine, and then it's really slow again. The red light would indicate a complete stop, obviously. I'm talking about a vision of, you know, traffic lights here. And what I'm seeing is that this individual, he's got his mind on someone else. His mind, his attachments, they're still with someone else, okay? And that person's being shown to me like one of those little small dogs, and they're normally white, and they got like all this hair coming down from their face. That other individual is being shown to me like that right now, like that very whiny, antsy kind of individual that really needs the attention, okay? So my best bet to you and lesson here is that I feel that there is a improvement of sorts within your love life that will be coming up soon. This may not happen until next year, and it may not be with the man that you're currently talking to. There's definitely new stuff in the horizon, but none of it has to do with renewing the old.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Area code 207538, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 207538.
207, hi, my name is Tom, I'm calling from Maine. I'd like to know if my finances are going to turn around by the new year.
And the first thing that I hear is investment when I am focused on your energy here, okay? Nice to meet you. I'm getting that message of investment, that word of investment coming in my mind right now. And I'm feeling like there may be one small little turnaround, but no, there will not be any large turnaround until after the new year for you. Okay? Now, the turnaround that might be the largest and the fastest out of all of these right right now would be coming within the second month of the new year, okay? I am getting the sun rising, so as a vision here, okay? So this means that you will definitely make it, you will reach it, but you have to cut out the people that are just bullshitting you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much. Have a nice night. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hold on 1 second here. I got a person by the name of Tristan. Go ahead and your question, please.
Yes, I'd like to know if I'm going to find a safe place to live with my two dogs.
Shiva says your obstacles are over, okay, and that you will find your safe place. The safe place will be found within a matter of days rather than weeks, okay?
Oh, that's good.
Yes, yes. Now, there has been, I'm seeing the number 3 here because I'm really, Shiva's showing me his trident. Shiva is one of the Hindu deities, okay? Another aspect of God throughout the world. Now, that number 3 is symbolic for me right now towards you. I'm seeing like there was 3 major issues. 3 major obstacles that you had to go through, but each one of them was a lesson, okay? Can you tell me what these 3 were?
I had to leave my husband because he was abusive, and I moved in with this other guy that I knew, and he turned abusive. Then I moved in with this other guy, and I stayed there 3 days, and he was just a friend that I've known for like 10 years, and I had to leave there.
Can I ask you do me a favor? Can I get you to every morning in the before you start your day, I want you to go do some value affirmations every single day. I want you to do that for about a good 90 days while you're going through the transition.
This is a very good suggestion, and I say that you should do this, okay? I will also suggest to you to do mantras or to use prayers, okay? If you're comfortable with mantras, I suggest you use the mantras for Ganesh as well as Shiva, okay? Now, you use whatever you're comfortable doing, but make sure whatever you're using is definitely for self-esteem and for independency. Okay?
Yeah.
One of the messages and one of the life lessons that you're having to learn through these 3 obstacles, these 3 major problems that you've gone through, is that you need to be independent, not codependent, and that you need to cut out the codependency of others from your life. Because each one of those people that you had gone through was also codependent. You normally were not, but you took on their vibration because of the insecurities within.
That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, and that's why I want you to do the value affirmations. When you start doing value, you get to love yourself. You're not going to have good relationships with anything or be able to receive anything if you don't truly love yourself, and I think people don't understand that, and that's in every aspect of your life. So when you start doing value affirmations, it's that claiming I am. That's what Om means, I am. Deepak Chopra will always say Om means I am. When you do affirmations, when you say those words, it's spiritually giving you that vibration and you claiming it, and when you feel that, you actually feel more powerful and grounded. But you got to do that work. So once you start doing that, you're going to find a lot of things shifting for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so start saying I am and then fill in the blank.
Well,
yes.
I'm giving you some help. Go on the YouTube and just do that. There's a lot of value affirmations to make it easy. If you haven't been spiritual at all, I'm giving you the easiest route to start to for your own journey. So start going on YouTube and just pick out any value affirmations. There's tons.
Okay.
You can say them every morning. Okay, hon?
Okay.
All you have to do is just Google them, okay? But Well, I'm going to teach you this, okay? The greatest name of God is I Am, because God has many names and many faces. But when you state and you invoke the name of God within you, because God lives within all of us, because we are all made by God, okay, then you are invoking the greatest name of God, because you are invoking all the names of God, okay? So many blessings to you, and I do see you achieving all that it is within you to achieve.
Wow, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code 602-696. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go range your questions.
Hello.
Okay, go right into your question. What's your name? Go right into your question.
Hi, this is Bea from Arizona.
Hey,
can you hear me?
What's your question?
Hi,
Bea. Oh, hi. My question is, 2 days ago, I filed through the courthouse a motion to reconsider, and I also at the same time filed a notice of appeal. So if the judge grants the motion to reconsider, then the appeal will be dropped. So what do you see happening? Because the appeal won't go through until we don't have to do anything until February the 16th on the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with my former landlord.
Mm-hmm. The appeal will go through. Okay? I feel that the appeal will stand and will go through. So that's your answer right there.
So you don't see him giving me a motion to reconsider. He won't
like
grant
I
that.
Said, the whatever has to happen for that appeal to go through is what's going to happen, because the appeal will stand and will go through.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
B.C. Watson, go ahead and write into your, go ahead and write into your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm looking into trying to approach a young lady named Sherry, and I just want to know, do you see me successful in it?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. What were you saying?
I was saying that I was interested in approaching a young lady named Sherry, and I just want to know, did you see me successful in doing that?
Purchasing
well,
a name?
Huh?
What was your first name, B.C.?
Craig.
Yes. But Adam, while you're answering him, I'm going to ask him questions. Craig, how do you feel about that? I mean, like.
I didn't get that, right?
Okay, hold on. Let me just clear this up. Adam, Craig wants to know if he's going to be successful in if he purchased Sherry.
Purchase sharing?
A young lady named Sherry.
Stock. Oh, okay. If he's pursuing Cherry, I thought you said purchase. Go ahead, Lolita, while I focus
on Craig,
this.
So, Craig, let me ask you, why is there a hesitation? Like, how do you feel? Because there's some type of fear creeping up. Like, why are you fearing of even approaching this young lady?
I'm not sure if she's taken or not.
It doesn't matter if you ask.
Mm.
You never assume in life. If you want to know, you ask.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm answering.
That's
okay? I mean,
why I couldn't understand it. You have to make yourself known, and you have to make your intentions or your feelings very clear. Okay? I wasn't hearing you clearly because energetically you're not being very clear with your emotions. Okay? You will be successful if you approach the subject. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lolita, but that just came to me like a freaking light bulb. Okay? But Lolita is right. You have to release the fear. That fear is what is clouding you. That fear, okay, is what is sending out the confusing messages to the universe. Do you want to succeed or do you not want to succeed? Because the universe doesn't hear the term no. It just hears that you want, okay? So I don't want bad things to happen to me, and that's my fear saying that. The universe doesn't hear I don't want. The universe just hears I want bad things to happen to me. okay? Go ahead, Lolita. You can explain it from here because this it's energetically chaotic right now.
And I throw it on my left ear, too.
I don't mean to interrupt, but can I say this? It's not that I have any fear going on, and it's nothing wrong with my energy. I think is what it is that I want to be respectful, and I don't want to lose a friend or anything like that. That's all. It's just not that.
Well, you can be respectful. No, I'm going to have to correct you on that. It's not that. You are fearing that. You can be respectful in anything in the way you approach it. You can find out indirectly, find out indirectly. If that's your friend, then there should be no fear even having proper communication. If she's not your friend, then there's nothing to fear about. You have nothing to lose. If you have good friendship, then your communication must be thorough. If they're not thorough, then you're not your friend. You just have to know how to word it. And if you have interest in her, then, you know, you can find out. You should know by her telling you stories or dates or whatever, you know. It's okay. That's in anything in life. You can never assume anything in life. That's the wrong thing that people do. You never go on assumption. That will be your worst devil in the world. And if you want to be successful, you never assume in life.
All right.
All right. Good luck. Let us know.
Good luck to you. Thank you.
Oh, he hung up real quick, so. Hold on one second.
Some people can't handle the truth.
It's all good. That's just, people are. Hold on. I don't understand why people fear. It is what it is. Hold on. Area code 631-284. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Suzanne, and I just wanted to see when you saw a boyfriend for me.
Mm-hmm. March 3rd.
And how am I going to meet this person?
Suzanne, now.
One question per caller, honey. Let me just and focus.
Hold on, Suzanne. Didn't we talk to you a couple of months ago?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, what have you been doing? Remember we gave you some homework to do? I don't know if you remember one of the guys that we talked to you about. One thing, I don't want you to have that knowing aware, because you are going to actually create a new direction on that. When you meet him, just know it's going to happen in that divine timing. How Adam tells you, it's not going to be correct, because then you're going to be sitting there waiting for how, which, and how tall. You're going to look for all that description. You have to go with your gut, your heart, your intuition, your everything you're knowing. And you're not going to get that until you fulfill your own inner values, your self-worth, anything. You won't go nowhere. You won't go nowhere that way.
No, I've been... like, if it's not the right person, I'm just saying no.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
How much have you been doing to look for people? What have you been doing to get yourself out there? And I don't mean going to bars or doing the whole online dating thing.
I've been busy, so I haven't recently. But I've been friendly.
Well, what Lolita is talking about is that... Go ahead,
I'm just asking you to trust yourself. If you believe you deserve a great relationship, why are you not allowing it to happen divinely?
No, I am waiting. I'm just saying, but if I've gone on dates or if I'm in a relationship that I don't think is the right person, I just don't stay in there just to be with anybody. I move on.
Okay, so then there's no reason to ask when. Because you trust Source and you trust yourself first, really. And you are the co-creator. Because at the end of the day, if you have that belief in your mind that you deserve a great, healthy relationship, then you have to just trust on timing. I'm trying to get you to have that trust. It doesn't matter if you go on another 10 dates. But it's not going to come if you have that fear of not having a relationship. You can actually hinder that process. So I guess I'm trying to get you to do is that I want you to change that belief system. Suzanne deserves to have a great, healthy, spiritual, long relationship. And it will happen when it's good for you and then when it's good for that person. And when you go on that inner belief, not even Adam Not even the 15 other people you call can change it or tell you that. I'm trying to get you to have that that confidence within you to understand that it will happen. It will happen, but you got to trust that it's going to happen on the perfect timing for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what Lolita is also trying to convey to you here, in so many other words as well, is that you have to be able to look sometimes. You know, sometimes we'll call psychics and we'll call people that can see, like myself, okay, and we'll see what they say. And then if they give us a timeline or they give us something like I did you, okay, sometimes we'll just sit there instead of going out and looking for it. And, you know, regardless of whether we move on because we don't feel a connection with one person or another, that's fine because that's a symbol of trusting source. But in the end, if we don't get up and look for it because we have a date as to when it's going to happen, you know, then we're not going to have it happen either because the universe is going to say, well, fine, if you're not going to do anything to meet a guy, then I'm not going to bring you a guy.
Okay, and then before we let you go, also at the same timing, if you're meeting guys and you're not liking it, then you need to do a self-reevaluation check to see why you're attracting certain people. And that's where people don't want to do their own homework. If you've been on many, many relationships and there's lessons to learn on each relationship, and if you have not learned anything in that relationship, that means you're going to continue until you learn that. So there's a reason why. So always step back for a minute to see what you were supposed to learn. Every person, whether they're supposed to be your partner, your family, your animal, whatever, they come in their life for a reason. It's not even the point of how you go out there and market yourself. It's a point about learning life lessons. And you're going to have to probably learn many. So make it really easy on yourself and every person that you have met. I want you to do a self-reevaluation check on each one and see what you were supposed to learn.
They were nice people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm just the
it's
wrong.
It's not that. There's life lessons. It's not about they're nice people or not. There's reasons what we're supposed to learn. There's answers within. And we don't get those answers within if we don't put ourselves by ourselves for a while and, you know, put ourselves in a dark room and just sit there and not listen and just hear what our messages are. It takes a lot. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Because they don't want to really dig deep in because there's a lot of things that people can't bring up or they don't know how to bring up or want to bring up. That's all I'm trying to say is that just learn as much as fast as you can with each person and take a break back, you know, and just you'll understand that.
But the question is, even if they're nice people and all, but they're just not a connection there, why are you having to go through so many to manifest the right guy? So the question is, what can you do to adjust your mindset and to adjust your projection to the universe to manifest that right man even quicker? Okay? But we have other callers here, so we're going to go ahead and move on. We do thank you for calling in. Let us know how it goes for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. All right, 781-246, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Trish from New York. My question is, I'm having a disagreement with my architect, and I'm wondering how it will be resolved.
The architect needs to be replaced if possible. That's the term that I'm getting. Okay. I'm seeing him as a ram. Maybe not as his birth sign, but as his state of mind, okay? And he's just going to keep butting heads with you. There's no change there. He might kind of submit a little bit temporarily, but then he goes and he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, you know? And it's like I'm seeing the guy doing one thing and saying another sometimes, too. So I'm getting that he needs to be replaced. I don't feel it would be too lengthy of a process to have him replaced if you tried to go that route, okay? But I also feel that you have grounds on which you may be able to even sue your current one.
Yeah, we're fighting over his bill. So do you see him backing down or?
Okay. like I said, he's not really going to back down. So if you need to take this all the way, you might just need to take this all the way.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I think we have our last caller. So if anyone else wants to call in, we have some time or chat questions or, you know, whatever. But you know what? No chat questions. If you have a question, just call in. Thank you. Hold on. Our last call up right now is air code 505-867. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Patricia from New Mexico. And I have a sister who is very contentious. I'm involved in my dad's will. I'm the administrator, and she's creating a lot of contention. And I just wanted to find out if her attitude is going to lift, if there's somebody on the other side that is really helping us, helping me, because sometimes I just feel like getting out of it.
Yeah, there really is someone on the other side helping you, hon. I know people have told you to just keep going, keep going, keep going, and I'm going to tell you the same thing, okay? Not that I want to fall in line with what everybody else does, because I am not a follower, okay? But I get the message that it is time to keep going, keep going. Don't give up. That's the biggest message here. You are going to come out on top. This will be won, okay? And it will be run by the right, the moral, and the just, not by the corrupted.
Okay, so you see her attitude lifting and me getting the help that I need to
I don't see her attitude changing, okay? I feel that justice will prevail. That's what I feel will happen.
Okay?
So even if that means she happens to disappear or be made to go away or forced to give up her, you know, clutches on this, then that's what's going to happen. But she will not consciously change her mind.
Okay. So, heaven on the other side is looking for the good, and the good is going to win. Okay. That's
precisely
what I want. I'm sorry?
Can you ask that question again? I kind of got lost in there. What was your question?
Well, I'm the administrator to my dad's will. He has entrusted me to make sure that his home and his money and everything is divided amongst the children, and I want to do everything equally and fairly. And she's creating a lot of conflict, and she's creating a lot of blame. And,
who's she?
Oh, my sister. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you're the administrator, right?
Well, right, but she's a second person, and she's going behind the scenes, and she's creating a lot of conflict behind the scenes, which is making me very stressed out. And,
okay, I want you to change some things. You're going to have some homework. Because your energy is so low, you're going to allow her to win, and you're just going to not be in a good place. I need you to feel very grounded and feel very powerful. You're the first one on that administrator. No matter what, nothing else gets done in courts without your say. It doesn't matter how many times she's going around your back saying as many stories as she wants to. At the end of the day, you have a right, and you will have a say in that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I know that
right.
It's just the stress that she's creating, and I was just wanting to know that, you know, and I understand now she's not going to lift, but, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're allowing her.
The best way
her
to get rid of the stress is by not focusing on her, period.
Right. Right. You're allowing her. She's already won you already one battle. She's making you feel that way, and she's already won you. I'm trying to get you to feel more empowered because she's already won you one ground. Why are you allowing her to do this when law is law? You're creating your own havoc in your own mind. Don't do that to yourself. You're going to cause a lot of health issues, and you're going to go crazy. So I'm trying to teach you to be more powerful in your mind and stay grounded. Because at the end of the day, this is the United States. This is not like a country where I come from in India where everything is corrupted. Okay, so what I'm trying to say, you're going to go to court. You're going to have a say-so. It doesn't matter what she does. Don't allow her to get you to that place. No one should ever allow you to get you to a place where you're stressed out. That is a no-no. That person has just has won you in so many battles emotionally. So I want you to just feel more powerful because she can't do nothing without your say. And never question on the other side. You got to have more faith in that. Everyone on the other side will always help what is right and what is right, okay? You don't have to ever worry about that. Don't ever question what spirit, angels, guide your ascended masters, whatever they're doing for you on the other side. Because at the end of the day, they're going to do their part. So that's one thing you can never question on. Have more faith. And I think this is what the conversation is actually in the whole show today, is that you got to have faith. Feel more powerful. You know, cut those cords with your sister and just bring love to her. And if she keeps doing that, send that great energy to her. Just send her white light. Send her green light. Send her pink light. You know what I mean?
Yes, I have.
Does that make
sense? Yeah.
Well, you have
I
it,
like
you're not saying it. Your whole energy is down. So I want you to make this a day that it's over and done with. Your voice is not there yet. You're saying that you have, but it's not there.
Yeah,
so
and I was
that.
Looking for some upliftment, so.
Well, you
anyway.
Got it right here.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for the positive feedback that you did give to me.
Michael.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who's Michael?
Are you Michael?
No,
I'm Reverend Adam, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't even know.
It's okay.
So I'm sorry, Adam.
It's okay.
Fine.
Don't worry.
You must be gambling your own vision. Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So the topic of the show today was fear. Wow. You notice every caller?
Mm-hmm. Well, fear always seems to be a common amongst these shows, especially from the ones I hear you talking about that you listen to and tune into as well. But you'll find that it is running rampant within our world nowadays, and that's why we have the ascension. That's why we keep running into these places in time where people talk about the end of the world or, you know, Armageddon. And they all think that it's going to be some TV show or / movie event, but it's not. It's people waking up. It's people letting go of fear. It's people coming back to true spirituality and awareness. And that's what these callers, that's what, you know, all of the people out there that are calling these shows, they are coming to that point where they know they have to relinquish that fear, but they're still trying to hold on to it.
Yeah. Well, that actually was our last caller, and I don't know if anybody has any other questions. So if anyone has a question, call in and press the number one. So I appreciate all the compliments there on the chat. Triscuit, Serenity, I mean, thank you for those kind words. They love the show, so we appreciate you back for stopping by and listening.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Wow, thanks. Well, I got two callers just listening, so if you guys have a question and you want some answers, we got some free time. We got 20 minutes left.
Well, we'll go ahead and end early, too.
Hold on, let's see, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt here really quick.
Once more, while Lolita's searching for that. All right, now once more, while Lolita's going through that, please visit HowPsychic.com. We have two great specials going on right now. You have the half an hour for only $7 flat. And then you also have the hour for $15.95. Both are available. There's also some other great specials on there. Please book your readings and your payments before midnight tonight to get to take advantage of those specials. Once more, the website is called HowPsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com.
Okay, I just had one chat question. Triscuit wants to know about the disability. When do you see it coming?
Mm-hmm. 4 weeks, possibly sooner. I'm getting 4 weeks.
Okay. Good. Wow. Fantastic. So thank you. Well, just to remind everyone, you guys, just visit www.howpsychic.com. Check out the specials. We do root work. We do monthly packages. We do intuitive questions. And when I feel better, I'll do some free Reiki healing if you guys book a root work special with Adam. But at this time, I've been dealing with pneumonia for the last 2 months, so we're just I can't do anything right now. So on that note, we're going to end the show. So I appreciate everyone stopping by tonight. So lots of love and light and a full of gratitude and namaste.
Okay. Love, light, namaste, and good night to everyone. May you all be blessed throughout each waking day.
Thank you.